Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is our guest final segment. The great Mark Dice is coming up with his view on what's happening in the world today and more. Doc, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to ask my layperson questions. We got 5 minutes left. You got the floor. Hit them.
Well, I love your layperson questions because you show me that you understand the truth. By everything that I hear in every commercial in my ear and everything we've been watching, you understand the truth. But how is a scientist good? I mean, the best scientist. They integrate all the information like your innate immune system. Your innate immune system sees patterns, pattern recognition receptors. And so the old, their immune systems don't diminish. No, they make all the antibodies. Antibody is immunity. What was the test in the beginning? The test was an antibody. So with Magic Johnson, I defended my PhD thesis. A week in November 14, 1991, a week after he was on the cover of Time magazine, that he was antibody positive. And at that time, everybody was dying. And we didn't know what they were doing with the AZT. We were just in the lab. And you know, my PhD thesis committee was just floored. Here's Magic Johnson, that, you know, icon of strength. You know, will he or will he not, they said to me, die of AIDS? That was the question I was to answer in my four-hour thesis defense. And I said, well, and I looked at him kind of like, well, he won't even get AIDS if he strengthens his innate immune pathways and never gets another shot. So he didn't get the right treatments. He didn't get injected. And every other athlete got injected and got poisoned. And got, you know, the implication is somehow he was sleeping with prostitutes and he was engaged, or that somehow athletes are dirty. And we'll remember people putting on gloves and running out and cleaning the blood up off the floor. No, that's just a booster if you're infected with HIV. If you never get another shot and you don't ingest genetically modified anything, whether it's a pill is a poison. And now, as we know from the wonderful, beautiful Brian Artis, you know, Ozempic. Oh, yes, snake venom. Yeah, they put snake venom components in these shots. And the key was syncytin, S-Y-N-C-Y-T-I-N, came from a family of virus called the gamma retroviruses. That was our October 23rd, 2009 paper that said, that isolated a number of those viruses from people with various neurodegenerative neuroimmune diseases and a plethora of cancer. So why? How a disparate the virus was first associated with prostate cancer. It's called XMRV. The publication was 2005. Well, that was a synthetic plasmid, and that was never in human beings. But what was in human beings from the injection was the crippling of their immune system, Gert Mandenbosch. Your innate immune system, those patterns, you'll never get to antibody development with all the poisons in the shot, because you poison your protection. You poison your plasmacytoid dendritic cells. That's 1%. Of your macrophage antigen-presenting population, dendritic cell population, and it makes 97% of the type 1 interferon. That's what they had to hit, type 1 interferon. SARS-CoV-2, published in 2004 and injected in every polio vaccine since then. Who got hurt? Oh, only the susceptible. Only people eating a ton of glyphosate, only the blacks, only the military, the people most shot, but the people that could eat clean. My identical twin, her three sons, they're military. They got.
And that's why all the left are obsessed with these special organic grocery stores and shops they go to while they kill all of us. Dr. Judy Megowitz, incredible job. People need to go to your event. in Atlanta. What's the best place for people to visit to find all your great work?
TheRealDrJudy.com. TheRealDrJudy.com is where everything.
All right, we love you. Great job. God bless. Mark Dice coming up. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We want to stop these Trump supporters from continuing to say that Joe Biden stole the election. You're not allowed to say that on social media. It violates the terms of service.
I won't sign
that. But we want to start arresting them because they're still saying it out in offline. You know, after the January 6th incident, they banned anybody from claiming that there was election fraud on social media.
We live in Arizona, so we get it.
Well, we'll start arresting them and stop them one way or another.
Love that.
Thank you. You know, right after the January 6th insurrection, Facebook implemented a policy. You can't say that Joe Biden stole the election.
Right.
But people are still saying that off Facebook. And so it's time that, you know, they start getting arrested. Thank you very much. I'm not sure what country they think they live in where they can say such things.
Right.
Appreciate that. You know what? They keep making claims about...
Trust me, I
yeah,
know it all.
We're going to start arresting them. Facebook implemented a policy after the January 6th riot that you can't make election fraud claims. But there's still people are still saying those kinds of things face-to-face.
Constantly. You have to be, like, 18 or so.
Yeah, you're too young to be signing that kind of thing. If you can't say it on Facebook, why should you be able to say it at the dinner table?
Yep.
Thank you.
Happy day.
They're undermining our democracy by making such claims, and we feel the best way to stop that is to arrest them. So we just help to support the cause. I need a few more signatures to stop them. After the January 6th insurrection, Facebook banned any talk of election fraud because it undermines democracy. Just print here, birthday and a signature. You know, have you seen they changed the terms of service? You can't say that widespread election fraud caused Joe Biden to win, but people are still talking about that kind of thing offline. And so we're going to stop them and save democracy by having them arrested.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Are you hungry, boy?
Yeah.
You hungry?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Fetch. Go get it. Go get it, boy. Good boy.
Woof, woof.
Good girl. You like a Snickers bar?
Yeah.
Okay, sit. Sit down. Sit. Roll over. Roll over. Good boy. Good, good girl. See?
Like, I actually have to bark?
Yeah. Come on. Come on, girl. Woof. Good girl, good girl. Speak, shake, shake. Good girl. Roll over, roll over. Yay, good girl. Sit, sit, sit. Speak, speak. Good boy. Good boy! Good boy! Ready? Go fetch! Fetch! Get it, boy! Go get it! Get it, boy! Get it! Good girl! Good girl!
over. Roll over. Good boy. Be a good girl. Speak. Come on, come on, girl, speak.
I can't. I can't.
Okay. Roll over.
Roll over.
Roll over. Good boy. Be a good boy. Sit down.
What are you guys doing?
Sit. Sit down. No. Sit down, boy.
Hey, where?
Come on, boy. Sit. Sit. Sit down.
All right.
Roll over.
No.
Come on.
And that's my first question for Mark Dyes. We're going to play some clips of him calling into radio shows. He does this and really has a big effect with Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and many others. He's also an author.
You know, people wonder why is it that these guys won't talk about these issues, and it all goes back to Operation Mockingbird, which was started back in the 50s. And this is, again, this is not just me saying this or Alex saying this. There was a congressional hearing back in the 1970s, in the mid-70s, that uncovered that the CIA was paying reporters to plant stories and also gatekeep. And so you wonder why these issues don't make it out.
I mean, now it's just admitted that the Pentagon alone spending $5 billion on domestic propaganda and buying reporters and planning stories. I mean, that's why it's everywhere. About, do you love America? Then love the military and join now to fight Al-Qaeda.
Here's a quote directly from the Church Committee investigations. This is the report published in 1976. So this isn't me saying this. This isn't Alex Jones saying this. This is directly from a congressional hearing from the published report. And it says, quote, the CIA currently maintains a network of several hundred individuals around the world who provide intelligence for the CIA and at times influence public opinion through the use of covert propaganda. These individuals provide the CIA with direct access to a large number of newspapers, periodicals, scores of press services and news agencies, radio and television stations, commercial book publishers, and foreign media outlets. And back in the 70s, they were paying hundreds of millions of dollars a year.
And now it's tens of thousands. That's why there's CIA recruiting ads everywhere. They're just taking everything over.
Here's a quote from an individual back in the 70s that was involved with Operation Mockingbird, Thomas Braden. He was the head of the International Organizations Division, which is an element within the CIA that basically implemented this operation. And he openly admitted after the hearings, quote, if the CIA director wanted to extend a present, he called it, suppose he thought this man could use $50,000. He's working well and doing a good job. He could hand it to him and never have to account to anybody. There was simply no limit to the money he could spend, no limit to the people that he could hire, no limit to the activities it could decide.
And today we have the Army going around, for two decades we know of, buying off most of the mayors and police chiefs. All right, he's with us for the hour. He's a hard guest to get. The mighty media analyst, Mark Dyes. His new book, as of yesterday, I'm sure it's even higher today. He's done no interviews until now, gotten zero reviews from the media, paid $0 in marketing, and his new book is number 4 on Amazon's bestseller list today. And the book is, and I've been reading it, I'm almost done, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dyes. So congratulations to Mark Dyes on this big hit. Obviously, I'm going to play some of the old clips, the new clips. It's hard to get Mark on because he's such a busy guy. Mark, great to have you on. What a crazy time to be alive. It's wild that I've known you. That was a clip we just played from 14 years ago. I've probably known you 16, 17, 18 years. Mark Dyes, it's so good to have you. Where should we start?
Yeah, it's great. I wanted to make sure that the audience, the radio audience, understood that that clip of us talking about Operation Mockingbird was from 2009. And so, yeah, I think the first time I was a guest on your show was almost 20 years ago. It was 19 years ago. I think it was 2005. And for those who don't know, Alex is largely responsible for launching my career because I came across him on the Internet before the days of social media, back in the old BitTorrent days, finding some of his documentary videos about Bohemian Grove and clips from his radio show back then, which he was recording video of. And he was generous enough and saw the potential in me, and I just want to thank you again for this. And I want the audience to understand how long that you've been doing this and how much you've helped other people behind the scenes. In 2011, I had a book that was coming out called Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True. Alex was generous enough to front me the money to pay to print like 10,000 copies or something of that book and bought a bunch of them in advance and then helped me sell them. And that gave me enough money to quit my day job and then go full time as a media analyst. So just want to thank you again for that, Alex. Thanks
well,
for
Mark, I want to thank you, and I want to thank the audience. We're in a war. When I recognize talent, I'm going to promote it. It's beautiful, and now you've reached hundreds of millions of people conservatively, and now everything we talked about is coming true. Now Elon Musk sounds like Mark Dice. Tucker Carlson sounds like Mark Dice. I mean, but you're an OG. Like you said, 19 years, brother. You're an OG, and it's just great to see you still fighting and doing a better job than ever.
You know, the success for my book isn't really about me. It's about the power of social media and what the technology has been able to do. And as we know, the empire struck back after Donald Trump was elected in 2016 because we used the technology in order to communicate and build huge audiences. And that was really before most of the algorithm manipulation, before the censorship, before them boosting the search results for mainstream channels in on YouTube and in the other platforms. And so the fact that I'm just able to announce that I have a new book on YouTube and it gets to the top of Amazon's bestseller list again with...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
He put all this in place, expanded Mockingbird to try to block Trump, and we finally see some weaponization hearings and some censorship hearings, but they're only scratching the surface. It's like, how stupid can they be? But the big takeaway is, when my book hit number one on all the charts, New York Times wouldn't put it number one. So we know those charts are all fake. The real charts, Amazon, you're at number four as of yesterday. I don't know what it is today. That all the king's horses and all the king's men and all their billions in funding can't beat Mark Dice, which shows how weak they are, plus what a great writer you are.
And I appreciate that. And there was a major glitch. The launch was quite a disaster because when people search my name on Amazon, that book doesn't even come up in the top search results. It's buried way, way down, The War on Conservatives. And then even, at least 10 minutes ago when I checked it for this interview, when you finally find it and click on it, it takes you to a dead listing that says it's not available because it shows a hardcover listing.
Yeah, I don't think that's on purpose. Just like Musk said, he's trying to clean out all the censors, but they're embedded.
So it looks like when you find it, you click on it, it looks like it's sold out and it says unavailable. We don't know when it's going to be back in, and you have to click the paperback button, and then it will show that it's in stock. So, I mean, even of the people who find it, half of those people are going to think that it's out of stock.
Okay, so they can't. We want to make it number one, but they can get it from you directly, though.
Well, they can. I don't sell it directly. You have to get it from Amazon. But, you know, go to my Twitter account, to my X account, and it's in the biography.
Well, by the way, I've been trying to buy some, so as soon as I get some from you, we'll sell them.
Yeah, and there was a glitch there, too. I couldn't even order copies until yesterday. And it was a big mess.
I understand. It's what they do to you. So you have a 4.9 review. Believe me, when my book hit number one last time, they took our bank away. We know how it works. And folks, because they're weak, they do this because they're weak, not because they're strong. So tell us about the book. I got it last week. I've already read half of it. It's amazing. Tell us about the war on conservatives and then tie it into all the current craziness. Give us your prognosis on what's about to happen in 12 months. And this is the most epic time to ever be alive. This is so edge of your seat.
We're in the final year, the last year, the 365-day countdown until the election. So the book on the surface kind of appears, you know, fairly normal. Oh, yeah, I know there's a war on conservatives. They're attacking us. But it goes so much deeper than I even want to hint at in this interview, because there are certain topics that are so hot that the mainstream conservatives won't talk about them. And you kind of start to see patterns. You start to notice things. You see articles and you see quotes. You see certain things in the media that slip through the cracks, but it's essentially it tracks what it is that they've been doing, attacking not only censorship on social media, we know about that, undermining the family, attacks on Christianity. I mean, did you ever think that we would be seeing supposed Christian churches holding drag queen story hour?
No, or Black Lives churches? Matter worship services?
It's an abomination. And, you know, Christians are, though maybe recently it might have changed with the dust up over in Israel, but Christians are one of the most persecuted religions around the world. And it is commonplace now in the United States to attack Christians, to discriminate against Christians. We've seen numerous cases of restaurants canceling reservations for Christian groups, kicking them out of coffee shops, viral videos of them cursing them out and telling them to leave. Now, if that were to happen to any other group, a religious group, a minority group, there would be congressional hearings held. They would be sued by the Justice Department for discrimination. But when a Christian organization gets their reservation canceled because the owner is a leftist and finds out that they believe in God, they're Christians, they oppose abortion, they oppose the LGBTQ agenda, then that's okay. And so there's a tremendous double standard. Then, of course, it gets into anti-whiteism. And, you know, that's something, too, that a lot of people didn't want to talk about because it's such a taboo subject to dare to say that.
But you've been a trailblazer exposing that. The left is literally trying to create race-based politics.
They have, and, you know, the oppressed, because, of course, black people were oppressed. Racism is terrible. Slavery was awful. But the oppressed become the oppressors through the cultural Marxism. And so they got so carried away at seeing what they saw as the ruling class, the, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon people. And so the demonization of white people, everybody's been noticing it for years now, particularly since the Black Lives Matter insurrection of 2020 with George Floyd. But so it's such a sensitive topic to talk about, because just daring to say that there's a lot of you know, black people that discriminate against whites, that are racist against white people, that seems as a, you know, a white supremacist talking point. But we've seen people like Tulsi Gabbard, who cited anti-white racism or anti-whiteism as one of the reasons she left the Democrat Party, with a leak of the manifesto of the transgender shooter in Nashville showing that that deranged lunatic was brainwashed by the cultural Marxism into believing that the white privilege and the crackers are responsible for all the ills in America. Then we have Senator J.D. Vance, who tweeted out that, of course, this person was brainwashed by anti-white racism. And so it's finally becoming something that people are feeling safe to talk about. And I would just emphasize that there's a term for it, and it's called anti-whiteism, in the same vein as the term anti-Semitism. And a lot of people, just hearing the word racism, immediately makes people think of white people doing something bad, white people discriminating against black people or non-whites. And that's why the ADL even tried to solidify that as the definition, that racism is, you know, white people discriminating.
Right. Whites are originally sinful because of their color, but it blew back on the Zionists and on the Jews, who I'm not attacking, you know, I don't hate, but I don't want them wedded with the liberals and then saying they're going to send all the Islamic refugees here into Canada. No, you're not. I mean, they're so great, you take them. So I'm not enemies of the Jews. I know the Jews are a diverse group, but to have the ADL, this super powerful group, quarterbacking the censorship control, literally programming the critical race theory, teaching six-year-old kids they're bad because they're white. My daughter's homeschooled but went to a camp and was told at the camp during lunch over speakers that she was bad. She said, am I bad? Because I was white. That happened a month ago. And I said, that's it. The gloves are off. So now I'm Mark Dicing it. And not because I hate people because of what color they are or religion, but because I'm not going to be told, or my children, I'm bad because of what a color I am. Martin Luther King would vomit at that idea. And so look at the Nashville shooter. We now get the documents. Kill the crackers, kill the blonde-haired kids, kill the white privilege. That's why they suppressed it. That's a brainwashed white person literally thinking killing white children is a win. That sounds like Hamas saying kill the Jews. I mean, look, I'm against any Holocaust, black, white, Jewish, Muslim, anything. I'm not here to be put on the menu for Holocaust, and the ADL is literally partially responsible for the stuff that's happening.
And that, of course, is one of their talking points for supposed anti-Semitism, saying that they're stoking some of this hostility by overgeneralizing people and attacking people. Then they try to twist that around and say that that's anti-Semitism. And it's interesting, there's a clip with Jonathan Greenblatt on CNN talking about how, you know, demonizing Jews is dangerous. Well, of course, but why are they demonizing white people then? Isn't that the same sort of slippery slope that you're getting down? You start blaming an entire group of people for the ills of everybody else.
It's beyond a slippery slope. When I said the ADL's like Hitler, I don't mean they're Nazis. I mean, Hitler was race-based, saying a certain group is doing all the bad. They're literally saying, white people, if you follow the banana peel, we're the reason it happened.
And it's good to see people are tired of it. And that's why I would just introduce the term anti-whiteism. And that's really what it is, because, you know, people say that, well, there's racism. They always have to make this distinction.
Hold on, I got to break, but it's clear. You coined anti-whiteism.
I don't think I coined it, but I probably am one of the most, you know, I see it, and it just...
You popularized it. All right. Mark Dice is on fire, as always. Get his book now at Amazon.com. It's available. Don't let them lie to you. Send it to number one. Let's go number one right now, Mark Dice. The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice. Stay with us. The War on Conservatives.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12. The highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does, to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, they say as you get older, you become more nostalgic, and people you've known longer become more precious. And it's really true. Mark Dice is precious to me. I've known him 20 years. I remember him coming as a fan to Van Nuys out in California. I'd already interviewed him a few times. And I was always a fan of him and the great work he did. I mean, he's been there for decades slaying it. And so it's so important to get his book, The War on Conservatives. If I don't plug my book, I won't be here. It's the last book going to number one on all the charts. And I put all the money back into this operation that kept us on air. The new book's twice as long. It's The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, we have signed copies that are marked up as a fundraiser to know you kept us on air. You can get unsigned copies. If you want to send it to number two, that's fine. I'd like to see The Great Awakening at number two, but I really want to see The War on Conservatives number one, because you heard, and Mark's not whining. This isn't his fault. Amazon runs perfect for everybody else. Amazon won't so much censor your book usually, even though they're doing that some now. They were the last people to start doing it. They will just jack with it. And it's not, I don't think it's even Jeff Bezos, and I'm not saying he's perfect. It's operatives inside the system. Because so many times we'll lose a bank account. We finally get a hold of the vice president. They go, no, that was done by underling your bank accounts back. So most of the time, it's not even the leadership. It's the operatives within the machine, the gremlins. And so you heard him. You go there. It's sold out. It's not. You got to go through because they're pissed because there's big groups spending hundreds of millions of dollars to push their propaganda, number one, not to make money off the book, so that it's a talking point. That's why I explain to listeners, it takes money to win a war. You heard them a year ago, my bankruptcy. Jones has got $400 million. He hit it. He's going to jail. You hear that anymore? It was never true. The most money I ever had in the bank was $8 million. And it was all meant as an emergency backup, and I wanted to launch a network. And then, thank God we had that money, because over the next few years, we spent all of it. It's okay for us to have money, but my goal's not money. I have been offered a job by Henry Kissinger. I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I was offered, right when Glenn Beck was about to come on the scene, the same job. They said, we got a couple other guys we're getting ready. You'll have a Fox News show. You'll have yearly, quarterly books. You're going to do what we're going to say. And I met with them, and they tried to give me a Fox News show as a test on Saturdays. They said, move to New York, do 6 months of a Saturday show. We will give you a nightly show. You are the next Rush Limbaugh. Roger Ailes, you are the next Rush Limbaugh. This is 16, 17 years ago. And I said, I don't control my show? No. And I'm on up here like, oh, aren't I nice? That's easy. Let me tell you, I can't control my mouth. And certainly nobody else can. It's the same thing for Mark Dice. So when you get his book or you get my book, it changes the world. You want men to stand up? Mark's not going to sell out. Mark's not going to back down. That's who he is. I'm not either. But we can give out. And so that's why this is so damn important, that you get The Great Awakening, that you get The War on Conservatives, because this is the reality. We're the champions. And I'm not up here like some badass, man. There are a lot smarter men than me, but they all work in the system and they go along with it. They think they're winning. They're losers. But Mark Dice is my brother because he's a heretic. When you're a Christian in a satanic world, you're a heretic. He's a rebel. Outlaw country. Just because they sang about drinking marijuana, Nashville said they couldn't have shows. So Willie Nelson, Chris Christopherson, Waylon Jennings left to Texas, and within 5 years, were more than half the profits of country music that was the biggest thing in the 70s and 80s. Bigger than rock and roll then, on many charts. And I smoked pot with Willie Nelson. I'm not a big pot guy. I smoked with him. We used to hang out all the time. I've been good friends with Willie Nelson. His brain's kind of gone the last 10 years, so I don't go around much because, you know, his family controls him. But the point is that just being rebels made them number one. We're not rebels smoking pot and drinking whiskey, folks. We're rebels challenging the new world order. Well, they're trying to put you in prison for it. So I believe in you. I bet on you. I believe that when I covered documents and knew the globalists were going to implement it, that I'd be attacked at that point 20 years ago, but it would come true and that you would win. So I bet on you. Bet on me. Get the book, The War on Conservatives by Mark Dice, at Amazon. Push it to number one and get The Great Awakening as well. Mark Dice, please continue.
There's a reason why the Alex Jones was right meme exists, because you've been on the forefront of this for so long. And earlier this summer, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. started mentioning atrazine. And so you are mentioned in the book because Robert F. Kennedy, on several podcasts, on Megyn Kelly's podcast and on, it was Lex Fridman's podcast, or maybe it was Jordan Peterson's podcast, mentioned that he believes, and he's an environmental lawyer. Okay, so this is a guy who knows about pollution in
who's
the environment.
Who's won some of the biggest lawsuits in history.
And he said that he thinks that one of the reasons, perhaps the reason, is about the transgender epidemic and the gender dysphoria epidemic is because of the atrazine that has been seeping into the environment. And, of course, that famous meme of Alex Jones from 8 years ago, ranting about how he doesn't like him putting chemicals in the water there to turn in the frogs gay. He was talking about atrazine. And it's not only that. Also, BPA, you know, there's a famous clip of Alex talking about juice boxes having BPA in the lining, a lot of food products. And they've taken that out because people started to get worried because that's another endocrine disruptor. It's a synthetic estrogen. And if you start looking into what that does to a fetus in the womb, it feminizes the brains of male.
It bends their gender. It bends them.
So it makes perfect sense. And they've even found the specific region of the brain that is responsible for gender identity and sexual orientation. And if that part of the brain is feminized because of these chemicals in the womb that the mother is consuming, either through water or through BPA, which also BPA is in clothing, by the way, which I'll get into, then that...
And it's in the money. So let me ask that question, that moral question. We always heard, hey, we're born like this. I don't hate somebody because they're gay. I hate it when they sign on the communist agenda and targeting kids and become pedophiles, which by, oh, we're on the gay train, now they can add on Satanism and the target clothing. And, I mean, I didn't believe it till I saw a gay parade when my wife's dad had a heart attack 6 months ago. I'm in Omaha, and a gay parade goes by, and like a third of the T-shirts had Satan on it and devil and pentagrams. The point is, though, how do we deal with that? Because they've chemically, hermaphroditically changed their brain. How do we morally deal with that?
The medical establishment needs to start addressing the cause and the possible cure. But you're not supposed to
say that. Instead of you say this, I'm interrupting you. I watched you say this a year ago. Why aren't we giving kids that are confused, that are biological males, testosterone to make them what they are? Why, instead of they're confused, we give them estrogen when they're 90% male but confused? Why don't we make them male? Sorry,
yeah, it appears that they're putting the cart before the horse, because if some, you know, like you said, small children, small boys thinking that they're women, you know, why don't we give them testosterone? And, you know, when I did a video about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about the atrazine, a lot of comments were from people who try to get on testosterone, that they're, you know, older in life and they have low T. A lot of doctors apparently wouldn't even do it because they think that it's going to be some sort of a, you know, like a steroid or something. So how is it that they can...
But we'll give an 8-year-old a puberty blocker.
Yeah, they'll, you know, is it that they need to do operations on the body? Is it something that the body needs to be fixed, or is it the brain? But, you know, some scientists who will dare to even approach the subject say that it's an ethical nightmare, because if they admit, which all the evidence appears to be, that transgenderism and homosexuality as well is a birth defect because of the brain region, the INAH region of the brain, having the wires of a female, then they're admitting that something is causing it, that it's not normal, that they're supposedly abnormal, and then that's hateful. And so you're not supposed to even equate that. And instead,
exactly. You said this. So chemicals give us genetic birth defects and change brain chemistry and make them little shriveled males. And instead of supercharging them because these chemicals did this to them, we go, no, let's go further into the mutation and then certify that.
And celebrate it as if it's amazing evolution of mankind. You know, there have been various birth defects which have been discovered and are able to be prevented by simple measures, like women taking folic acid in a prenatal vitamin, which helps prevent spina bifida, which is a deformation of the spinal
cord. So
you're talking about just one nutrient lacking in a pregnant woman's diet can cause a birth defect.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Solution does a state have at that point if the national law, the supreme law of the land, the Justice Department is going to sue them, would be to secede, really. But it should be, I don't think, you know, Republican states shouldn't necessarily secede. We should really eject the Democrat states, because we are the United States of America. They are the ones who hate our history, who hate the Founding Fathers, who hate the Bill of Rights. They are taking down statues.
Well, that's right. So we can leave corridors of the roads to the cities and have like the map where 90% is red and the rest is blue. But what you say is so key. They want a one-party state. They know they're losing. They're using science and weaponized psychology to take over, but it's backfiring. But they can't seem to give up. They just keep doubling down, doubling down, doubling down.
To the point where they're humiliated, like that guy in Canada, that shop teacher, who very well may be a troll, who was wearing the bizarrely large prosthetic breasts. I would say that he could be either way. He could be that delusional, but he also could be trolling just to see how far they would allow. And you probably saw the clip of the superintendent defending him. And so they've gotten so strange that they are humiliating themselves. And, you know, luckily we could get into maybe the restoration of free speech.
Yeah, you got the floor. We'll do 5 minutes next hour if we can do it, but you got the floor. Mark Dice, I'm willing to ask the questions here. I've got all these other clips, too, that you sent. I could easily just do 5 hours of just your clips here, but just keep going here.
Well, we persisted despite getting banned, and you know, even though Elon Musk has some major faults, and you know, maybe we can get into those, but he's done tremendously great things for Twitter, for X, allowing a bunch of, you know, thousands of accounts, other discussions to be allowed, because they tried to stamp out any discussion about transgenderism that was negative. They banned books about transgenderism from Amazon. So literally,
but that shows how he's got skin in the game. They scalped his firstborn son. They got his son. That'll turn anybody against him.
Yeah, this is personal for Elon, and I don't like to bring people's families into it, but Elon has talked about this publicly, and it's in his authorized biography from Walter Isaacson. One of Elon's teenage sons is now identifying as a woman and a Marxist. So Elon has a personal axe to grind with Marxism. This is a personal mission for him. And so by lifting the ban on misgendering, which is, you know, using the wrong pronouns, lifting the ban, questioning vaccines, the safety of them, or the medical establishment, he has brought free speech back to a major.
Well, that's right. People say, is he good or bad? Judge me by his fruits. What he's doing is devastating. And I say that to all the globalists. You're going to be destroyed by this yourself. Elon's a perfect example. He was going along with it until his brother almost died from a shot. They're going to castrate his firstborn son. And it's like, yeah, dude, nobody's immune. Join us. And that's why I think Elon's for real.
Let me say this. He and Rumble are going to have a very tough decision to make in the next year, because they're going to face the real possibility of having their apps banned from the App Store, because Apple has control over that. And they're going to say, you're not going to allow these kinds of discussions or these.
And the EU's threatening to criminally charge him.
Yeah, so they're going to be faced with a tough decision, and I would assume that they've been working on this. They're going to have to do the model that Andrew Torba used at Gab, where they've been banned from the App Store for, you know, 5 or 6 years, where you can still use it as an app. Just like you can use the InfoWars app, I save the InfoWars feed on my phone and on my tablet just as if it is an app, and then you press the button. It doesn't have quite the same functionality as an app, but it's pretty good. So we have Rumble, we have Twitter, X, but they're going to be having a very tough decision to make as the election approaches. And for some people, they might say, well, they would never ban them from the App Store. Well, you would have said that they would never indict Donald Trump, but they did that 91 different times. And even I didn't think that they were actually going to indict Trump. I thought that Merrick Garland was going to come out sometime next year, right before the primary start, and say, you know, investigation's complete. We found all this terrible evidence. You know, he's definitely guilty of the insurrection, but you know, it's Justice Department policy not to indict if we're not confident we can get a conviction, and that they weren't confident they can get a conviction because somebody's going to hang the jury, and you know, that's more evidence of his corruption because he's above the law, because they can't even get a conviction because one of his supporters is going to hang the jury. So I didn't think that they were going to actually indict, but obviously they did. So now we're
Well, their formula is file so many that they'll think they'll get one.
And things are going to get really dirty. I mean, we're already seeing some of the, you know, wannabe Ron DeSantis influencers. They are supporting Donald Trump going to prison because it's almost like politics is like a mafia in a sense. They see Donald Trump as a liability, just like John Gotti saw the mafia don. Forget the guy's name, was the head of the Gambino family at the time, saw him as a liability. And so they took him out. And then they go on as if nothing happens and continue with business as usual. And so you're seeing a lot of Ron DeSantis, supposed influencers. They're really hoping that Donald Trump goes to prison in order to stop him. And, you know, the Ron DeSantis supporters, I mean, many of them have some legitimate criticisms of Trump, of course. I mean, nobody's perfect. But at this point, I saw from day one Ron DeSantis getting in the race as stabbing Donald Trump in the back. That's not to say that, God forbid, something happens to Donald Trump. If by a miraculous feat, he actually loses the primaries or ducks out, which I don't think he's going to do, in some plea deal to try to avoid.
That's my next question. What do you predict happens with Trump, and what do they do about Biden? I mean, they got Axelrod on TV, all the Democrats saying, get out of there, Biden, but Biden won't leave. So how's that going to shape up in Mark Dice's brain?
They painted themselves into a terrible corner that there's no easy way out of, because if Joe Biden ducks out and gets replaced by Gavin Newsom, the Democrat Party's going to look terribly weak, because usually the vice president would pick up that baton and run with it. But Kamala Harris has no support. She was a diversity hire. She dropped out of the presidential race in 2020 early because she couldn't get any funding. She had no support.
Yeah, she had less than 2% in the Democrat primaries. The woman reviled.
It would be one thing if he ducked out and then everybody would rally behind Kamala Harris as taking the baton and trying to continue with the Democrat Party agenda. But she is terrible. Nobody likes her. She's uninspiring. And then if they replace Biden with Gavin Newsom and then have her still as the running mate, that's still going to make them look weak. And the time is running out for that, for Gavin to get on the ballot in certain states. And so I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. I mean, it could get to the point where at the convention, maybe if Biden has a health issue, the Democrat delegates will nominate Gavin Newsom, and then they can write it off as...
Or, God forbid, they assassinate Biden to make him a martyr.
He might have a health issue or an instigated health issue, so I don't know. And, you know, it's very possible that Donald Trump could get convicted. It's going to be very difficult, because if Donald Trump gets convicted, it's going to be horrible. They're going to try to throw him in prison. I mean, maybe they would give him a house arrest or put him at a military base for security. But if he beats the charges, there's going to be riots like we've never seen. If he gets convicted and then wins on an appeal, there's going to be riots from the Marxist.
So bottom line, the next 12 months are going to be the most insane ever.
It's going to get more intense every day. Nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's just...
And we're now 1 year out. We're now 365 out.
And everybody says, oh, this election is the most important. But we've never had anything like this, where the country doesn't have its sense of cohesiveness.
Hands down, this is the most important ever.
It's going to be... It's troubling. And you're seeing the rumblings of a lot of people who have been hoping that the country wouldn't collapse. We have the financial crisis. We have the anti-Americanism within the own institutions. We have been flooded by millions and millions of illegal aliens who... And legal immigrants as well, who don't have any allegiance to the United States or to our history, to our culture. And so this isn't going to be like past depressions or conflicts where the United States...
This is the big one.
Together. We're in trouble, man. The United States is in big trouble. And I don't think anybody has the answers other than to keep it local. And that's why I kind of conclude my book with some of the solutions is, and if we're running out of time here, I'll keep this quick. As a whole, the country's in big trouble, but locally, and from going to city council meetings and trolling like Alex Stein does, I learned that there's a very small group of people who make the decisions in your local community, who go to the city council and persuade them and run and get on the board.
That's why the feds were so upset about the school boards. Everybody should be at all these local televised events. Then they feed, they go viral, and it's like calling into C-SPAN. I think their weak link, you said it, you've done it too. How do you do it more? We need to go to these city council meetings.
It's local. Get on the board, because running a national campaign, very difficult. Running a local campaign in a small to even moderate-sized city of 100,000 people, fairly easy. You know, you can rally your community, your support, and you can do it. And one thing, during the COVID lockdowns, sheriffs are elected. Okay, now police chiefs are appointed by the mayor, but sheriffs are elected. And even in California, even in counties in Los Angeles, the sheriffs would not enforce the governor's lockdown mandates and allowed businesses to stay open. So if in Los Angeles, you can have a local sheriff who is, again, voted in by the people, defy the tyrannical laws of those above him, then we can work locally in the schools, in the
community.
Absolutely.
We have the truth. Do 5 more minutes. 2-minute break. I want to talk about the COVID lockdowns. You nailed it there. We just backed that off. They tried to relaunch it. We have the victory, but we've got to have confidence, and the listeners have to realize the ball's in their court.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.